Hello, this is Pastor Brandon Fender, and I'd like to welcome you to another transforming message from right here at Living Way Church. I believe that your life will be impacted by the words you hear today. For more faith-based content, check us out on all social media outlets. Now let's go live into the message.
The word of the Lord. I'd like to say something, and again, I'm getting more people telling me, you've changed my life. Because of you, I've lived for God. Because of you, I'm saved. And I don't know why I'm getting more of those, because you think I'm not going to be here and you're trying to get your last thoughts to. I don't know why I'm getting those, but I'm getting those. But I want to say something that will help every time I come to this film. Help you. The Word of God will help you. And a friend of mine was preaching at TBN, which I've preached many times. At TBN, they have a clap track, just like they do on secular shows, and when you make a good point, according to whoever's opera, they'll punch that button, and it sounds like there's lots of people there clapping. They're not. It's a recording. And so I had a friend preaching there. He wasn't doing too good, and he kept saying, I've never seen anybody do this before. He kept saying, just on the microphone, hit the clap track. In other words, he wouldn't. And so the next night, T.D. Jakes was preaching, and the first point he made, they hit the clap track. And Bishop Jake just stopped and he said, hey, turn that clap track off. I won't be needing it. I'll be saying something tonight. And so I'd like to say something that will help you when I come to this pulpit, not just as the Bible said, batteth air. Turn to the word of the Lord, one of the most familiar verses in the New Testament and one of my favorite, John 10:10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. I want to talk to you on the thief comes to steal. You may be seated. You know, the Bible identifies there as a real adversary. He said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, we like to talk about Christ as our personal Savior. Well, you also have a personal adversary, your adversary. I said to somebody yesterday in business, I said, you might not believe in God, but I know you believe in the devil, because all you got to do is turn on the news and it's evidence there is a devil. The things that people do to one another, people's inhumanity to one another is beyond comprehension. It's the proof that there is a devil. But if there is a devil, there's got to be a God. And we have tremendous promises from that God that he will protect us. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When the devil comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against it. So there is a real devil. And the Bible said that he is a thief. Christ identifies the devil as a thief. And he's no ordinary thief. This is the father of all liars. This is the father of all thieves. He's not a novice. He wants to steal the most valuable possession that we could ever possess. That's what he comes to steal from you. And so what would be your most valuable possession? Your car, your house, even your family? The real most valuable possession you have is currency. Money. Currency is the most prized of all possessions. To steal money, it's easier to use than stealing a television set. Get money, but don't get ahead of me. The Bible said that a feast is made for laughter and wine maketh merry, but money answers all things. But before you get ahead of me, let me ask you what I've said about heaven's currency for years. Heaven's currency is not greenbacks. It's not pounds or dollars. Heaven's currency is faith. The number one thing that the devil wants to steal from you is your faith. The currency of heaven is faith, and he realizes that if you have got faith, all things are available to you, and he cannot stop you. And so the Bible said about the devil, I've always found this to be a fascinating verse, James 2:19. There used to be a television preacher on, he's dead, but he used to say, I hate the book of James. He said, I wished it was taken away. It should be taken away. He said, it's just a terrible book. And he was serious. I found out in the scripture, when I find a scripture that is abrasive, it's probably the one that I need the most. And so he didn't like the book of James because James talks about faith and works, and this brother didn't live a life that was filled with good works. It was just his confession and what he said, but his life did not. If you don't have a life to back up your confession, you won't enjoy the book of James. But it is a tremendous little book. It was written by the half-brother of Jesus Christ. And so he wrote in this, and he's talking about faith and works, and he said, "Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. But," he said, "the devils also believe and tremble." That kind of puts a damper on everybody that lives like the devil and says, "But I'm a believer." After a while, your life becomes more of a testament than what you're saying. It's what you're doing. And so the devil believes that there is a God, and he trembles. That's just his knowledge that there really is a God. But it's not saving faith. It's just his knowledge there is a God, and you can tell by his response that it's not saving faith. The devil believes and trembles. He's afraid of God. You know, there's a little confusion on this thing called the fear of God. Should we have the fear of God or should we not have the fear of God? Well, there are two types of fear. There are two types of fear. You know, my daddy died when he was 83 years, Tammy. I heard you say, yeah, 83 years old. I never quit fearing my daddy till the day he died, even when he was an old, frail man. I was still afraid of my daddy. But the fear that I had for my daddy didn't make me want to be repelled or be away. It made me want to be near him. You can check what kind of fear you got. Does your fear make you want to flee God? Or does your fear of God make you want to draw toward God? If it makes you flee God, it's an unhealthy, unclean fear. But if it makes you want to be near God, it is a holy fear of God. That's what I had from my daddy, and that's what I have for God. But that's not what the devil has. The devil wants to be absent out of the presence of the Lord. The devil's fear made him want to leave God. James is showing the difference between confessing faith and doing faith. It's one thing to confess your faith, but it's something else to have faith that motivates you to be obedient. Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments." Satan has dead faith demonstrated by his works. The Bible said that faith without works is dead. That's what Satan has, is dead faith. But we have living faith demonstrated by our obedience to the Word of God. The only reason why you're here today is because of your faith. You believe the Word of God when it said, "Forsake not the assembling of yourself together." You believe the Word of God when it says, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord." You believe the Word of God when it says, "Two or three people gather in my name, I'll be in." So faith puts you in that pew today. You didn't come here to please Pastor Steve. You didn't even come here to please your wife. There are dozens and hundreds and thousands of women or men that their spouses don't go to church with them. You're here today because there's a grain of faith in your heart that says, "This will please God." The kind of faith that the devil has kills, but it does not give life. So the devil believes, but he doesn't believe in the reward of God. And so he knows that our strength is our faith. Faith is above all, take faith. But when the devil realizes that we are people of faith, he says, "I want to steal their faith." And so he does everything he can. He causes you to shift your faith from Jesus to Steve. There are there's lots of people that idolize their preachers. A man told me when Jimmy Swaggart had a problem, he said, "I'll never go back to church again." He had all of Jimmy's albums that he'd made in past years. He burned them all up. He threw away his Bibles. And he never, ever went back to church again that I know. He said he wouldn't because the devil had caused him to misplace his faith. The devil wants to do something to cause you to lose your faith. But the devil realizes that in order to stop your faith, he can't just attack your faith. He has to go to the source of your faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Friend, your faith has to be built not on personalities and not on denominations and not on religion, but your faith has to depend on the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So the devil comes to steal the Word of God from our hearts that we might not have faith. The Bible says that. The Bible said, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. He comes to steal the word of God out of your heart. That's the reason why every super Christian I know, every overcoming Christian I know, every victorious Christian I know, every real strong follower of Christ is a person that has received and believes the Word of God, because it produces faith in your life, faith in your heart. And so the devil comes to steal your Word and get you to where you get your mind off of the Bible. We understand that the entire world came into being by the Word of God. The Bible said, by faith we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God. All identity is revealed in the Word of God. The Word of God identifies who God is. The Word of God identifies who the devil is. And the Word of God identifies who you are. I've noticed on talk shows that famous people, athletes, movie stars, very wealthy people, they get on those talk shows and they begin to pour out their heart. That's always one of the things that surfaces in their conversation. I just want to find out who I am. I'm searching for myself. Friend, you'll never know who you are until you know who God is. Jesus said, who do men say that I am? And Peter rattled off a whole litany of people. And then he said, but who do you say I am? He said, I say that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Christ said, upon this rock I'll build my church. Some people think that Jesus built his church on Peter. No, he was saying, I'm building it upon this revelation that I am the Son of God. But you know what happened immediately after that? Jesus Christ changed the name of Peter. He went from a word that meant a reed blowing into the wind to a rock. What are you saying? I'm saying the identity of God is found in the Word of God. You don't know God because you don't know the Word of God. You do know God because you know the Word of God. And when you know the Word of God and you know who God is, you will very quickly find out who you are. And you'll also find out who Satan is. The Word of God reveals the terribleness of Satan. People follow the devil. That's because they're ignorant of the Word of God. The Bible said, he that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. When you watch your news on your television, the majority of what you are watching is the works of the devil. It's somebody that stole something, somebody that robbed a bank, somebody that killed somebody. That's the works of the devil. And Jesus Christ identifies those and said, I came to destroy the works of the devil. The Bible reveals the goodness of God. You will never know the goodness of God, no matter how good your life is, until you know the Word of God. But the Psalms would write and say, I extol thee, O my God. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of his majesty and of the wonderful works, and men shall speak of the might of the Lord. And I will suffer the memory of thy greatness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All the works shall praise thee, saith the saints of God. They shall speak of the glory of the kingdom and talk of his power. Friend, the goodness of God is revealed in his word. It is written. It reveals the potential of man. You will never, ever realize your full potential until you understand the Word of God, which will give you great faith to become who you are. You know, Joel Osteen likes to say, living your best life now. You won't live your best life now unless you understand the Word of God. Because the Word of God not only identifies the devil and God, it identifies you, but it also identifies the potential in you. You are a new creature. It doesn't matter who your mom or who your daddy was. It reveals your potential. Who you can become. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we shall be like him. I know that there is a teaching among charismatic preachers about the generational curse. I totally reject that. I believe there are habits that are formed because of the home you live in, but there is no such thing as a generational curse to a man or woman that is born of God. Because when you're born of God, what did the Bible say? You became a new creature. That means the generational curse stopped at the altar. The generational curse stopped at the repentance. The generational curse stopped at the baptistry. The generational curse stopped when you declared Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. And so the Word of God reveals the potential of man, and now your faith begins to grow. I can become somebody. I can do something. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. The power to become the sons of God is mine according to the Word of God. I'm not just a conqueror according to the Word of God. I'm more than a conqueror. I am an overcomer. The lengths that we will go to protect our possession are amazing. We'll protect our car. I knew a man that had a car. It wasn't worth $500. It wasn't worth $200. It was rusted out. It had no reverse. You always had to park somewhere where you go forward. And I was amazed when I went by his car one day, and not only was his car locked, he had one of those bars on his steering wheel. And I'm saying, I don't think you need that car, that steering wheel lock on that car. It's all rusted out. It has no reverse. I think a thief would look at that and say, I don't think so. But we go to a length to protect our possessions. Friend, I want to tell you that David understood that when he said, I hide the word of God in my heart that I will not sin against God. He said, I want to keep the thief out of my life. And I do that by the power of the word of God, which gives me great faith. That God is with me and he will never forsake me. That God is with me and he will never leave me. That the promise of Christ, lo, I am with you always, even to the world, into the world, is my promise. That God is my God and he is there to fight my battles. That he will rebuke the devourer. He will put a shield that protects me. I find all of that in the word of God and it gives me faith. This thing is not going to turn out like it looks. I am going to achieve because he's not only my Alpha, he is my Omega. He's not only the beginner of my faith and the author of my faith, he is the finisher of my faith. It has to turn out well. I got all that in the Word of God, but then my faith began to soar. Hallelujah. And friend, when you get saved, I mean really saved. I don't mean just, I accept Christ as my Savior, gave me a beer. I've got friends that go to churches, cowboy churches. And so I know a lot of these guys, and they go to church, and it gets hot. You realize that. You haven't forgot summer, have you? It gets hot in South Texas. But I've got friends that go to cowboy churches, and on their way out, they got tubs full of beer. And so they can get drunk on their way home to church. That's not really the people I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people that get truly born again. I'm talking about people that their lives are changed. I'm talking about people that there is a transformation in them. They have received the power of God. Friend, when you get the Holy Spirit inside of you, you are able to self-protect, not through your flesh, but through the power of the Holy Spirit. And when we get saved and filled with God's Spirit, suddenly we are able to protect against that thief that comes in to steal and kill and destroy. You're not taking my soul. You're not taking my spirit. You're not taking my body. You're not taking my kids. You're not taking my grandkids. You're not taking my praise. You're not taking my prayer. You are a thief. And Christ identified you as a thief, and I know you to be a thief, but praise God, I am filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said that a thief cannot come unless he bind the strong man of the heart first. My question to you, do you have a strong man of the heart? If you don't have a strong man of the heart, I got bad news for you. You are a victim. While I'm a victor, you are a victim. Friend, we are not victims if we're filled with God's Holy Spirit. We don't have to be afraid of the devil if we're filled with the Holy Spirit. The devil is afraid of us. The Bible said, resist him and he'll flee from you. Do you realize that there are people on this earth that the devil avoids? That he walks quietly around in a big circle because he understands that they are filled with the Spirit of God and they have a strong man of the heart, and that strong man will beat him about the face and the head until he can't see the light of day. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you there is experience beyond just coming and shaking the preacher's hand and joining the church. There is an experience, and the Bible, the New Testament, is filled with it where you are infused with God's power. The same power that created the universe, the same power that brought Christ from the dead, it's available to human beings. And that's the difference between this church and most other churches. They accept Christ as their Savior, but not as their Lord. We not only accept him as our Savior and our Lord, but we accept him as the strong man of our heart. And we're saying what is in us is stronger than depression. It's stronger than fear. It's stronger than temptation. It's stronger than demons. It's stronger than devils. I've got something inside of me that is the strongest force in the world, and it is called faith in the power of the living God. And the devil can't steal my faith because I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost. And he talked about praying in the Spirit and speaking in tongues more than you all. What was he talking? He said, I want the whole world to know that I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, you post signs on your, if you have a ranch on your gate, or if you have a house on your door, or a little, so said, this house is guarded by such and such an alarm company. Or better yet, beware of the dog. That's to dissuade thieves for not coming. Friend, you need to put some signs up on your heart. Devil, you can come if you want to, but be aware. Be aware. I am protected by the one that framed the world by his word. I am protected by the one that has filled me with the Holy Spirit. Devil, you do remember when you killed Jesus and buried him, and when you turned around, Jesus said, I'm back. You do remember that, devil. And you do know that the word of God, which bolsters my faith, says the same spirit that was in Christ, it is in you, and it will raise up your mortal body. I have the same power inside of me. It's called the resurrection. Said, Pastor, did you ever fall? But I couldn't stay down because the resurrection is inside of me. Praise God, just bounce right back up and say, I'm going to try it again, or I'm going to be better this time. Why? Because there is a good man, a strong man in my heart. And friend, when you get saved, born again, filled with the Spirit. You know, people like to argue about things. What about when's the blood applied? When are you saved? Friend, I just want everything he's got. I'm not going to argue about which part does what. I just want everything God made available to me. And the Holy Spirit has opened up his heaven, and he restrains not himself. If it's good, God's got it for you. He wants to save you. He wants to heal you. He wants to empower you. He wants to prosper you. Oh, he is a good God, and he will withhold no good gift from you. Can you give God a big praise? Oh, hallelujah. And friend, when you get filled with God's power and God's presence, it's a whole lot different than just joining the church. You became a supernatural entity. You have got a supernatural, the power of creation is inside of you. The power of resurrection is inside of you. When you get filled with God's Spirit, go through the Bible and look at God's greatest acts and look at the greatest miracles and say, the same Spirit that did all of that, rolled the water back, was in the fiery furnace with all of that. Just go through and find the best stories in the Bible and said, that same Spirit's in me now. And I've got faith. I've got faith. I can't fail. I've got to win. I've got faith. I can't die. I must live. I've got faith. I can't lose. I must win. Why? Because I've got the strong man inside of me, and the devil simply can't steal what I've got. I have that same Spirit. Every day the devil wants to steal my faith, but he can't. We have to be right all the time, and the devil only has to be right once, as George Bush likes to say about terrorists. But friend, I'm going to tell you what, I can be right all the time because God never leaves me. The Holy Spirit does not jump in and out of my heart. He's with me. He's with me in the valley. He's with me on the hilltop. He's with me when I fall. He's with me when I stand up. He's not in and out, and so I'm right all the time. God doesn't call me righteous just when I tithe. He calls me righteous when I'm a stingy non-giver. He said he'll get over that because he's washed in the blood, and I've got a power inside of me. And I got news for you. It's not some preacher on the outside motivating me. It's a God inside of me that is motivating me. It's from the inside out by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the devil wants to steal my faith. And I just love this. This is my favorite things. I've talked about it often. But when I got saved and filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, something happened to me. The Bible teaches that man was created a little lower than the angels. And that's where all men are, a little lower, except you. Because you got saved. And when you got saved, you leaped over the angels. When you got saved, you piggybacked over the angels. And what does the Bible say now? The Bible said, what? Are not angels ministering spirits for the heirs of salvation? You do understand that you're an heir of salvation, don't you? That you're going to be saved, that you're going to heaven, you're going to walk the street. You understand you are an heir of salvation. But in the meanwhile, he said, the angels are ministering spirits for the heirs of salvation. That means that you've got authority over the angels. That's the reason why the devil wants to steal your faith. I'm not through yet. The devil wants to steal your faith because you can say to an angel, go, and he has to go. I've told this story a dozen times in the last 50 years here, but I loved it. I was preaching at a Bible college in Houston, Texas, and I preached from that very verse that the ministering spirits were now subject to us because we're saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible college president was not there, and I got a call that week, and he said, hey, Bub, that's what he called me, Bub. He said, Bub, I was 21 years old, you know. He was 65. When you're 65 and they're 21, you can call him Bub, I guess. He said, hey, Bub. He said, I listened to that tape and you're in total heresy. He said, I want you to come over to this Bible school and I want you to apologize for what you've preached. And I called the general superintendent. I said, what? He said, you got to go over there. So I went over there. And I was trying to figure out how I was going to be nice without apologizing for what the Word of God says. But the president of the Bible college made a mistake because we had sent on Friday, we had sent those angels out from Houston, Texas, from those student body. And he was there to make me recant that that was a possibility. But he made a mistake. Before he introduced me to apologize, he opened it up for testimony of the student body. And the student body started getting up. They didn't know that I was on the carpet. They didn't know I was in trouble. They just knew what had happened on Friday, and now it was Monday. and they stood up. And I remember one woman said, one young girl, maybe 18 or 20 years old, she said, I want to thank Pastor Steve for being here Friday. I didn't know we had power over angels. She said, my mama said she nearly disowned me when I got saved and when I came to Bible school. And she lives in Seattle, Washington, and she just gives me fits all the time. But I sent an angel to her Friday, and guess what? She went to a church in Seattle, and God baptized her with the Holy Ghost in Seattle, Texas, in Seattle, Washington, this past Sunday. And they start popping all over the congregation. And he began to don't know what to do. And finally he said, hey, bub, you don't need to say anything. Just stay where you are. It was out of control. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, you possess a spirit that can make it go out of control. Where the devil cannot control your family, your kids, your economy, nothing about it, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. The devil's trying to steal your faith, but I'm going to tell you what, he stole some people's faith, but not yours. I've seen your little face here day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and that tells me that your faith is not for sale, your faith is not for loan, and your faith can't be stolen, because you know God is on your side, and greater is he that's for you than those that are against you. And praise God, you've had victory after victory after victory, but the greatest victories are yet before you in Jesus' name. The thief cometh to steal, to kill, and destroy. But devil, I want to give you notice, you're in the wrong church at the wrong time. You need to go to another place, because we are filled with the power of the living God, and that living God is in this room right now, and he's saying, whosoever will exercise your faith and let God do the miracles in you. And let me finish up with this. Let me finish up with this. David wrote in the Psalms, and he said to us, he said, you have the ability to execute the judgments written. And then he talks about the demons and the devils. Friend, you have power to execute the judgment written on the devil. According to the word of God, the devil is defeated. The devil has lost everything, and the devil is powerless. But it is up to us to execute the sentence that has been rendered by Calvary and put the devil under your feet, not on your back, but under your feet. And say, devil, you understand that I've got faith, that my power in God is greater than your diminished power, and you will have no power. I refuse to be sick. I refuse to be broke. I refuse to let my grandkids go to hell. I am a prayer warrior with the emphasis on warrior. And praise God, I'm taking dominion in the name of Jesus Christ. And that thief is going to go where he needs to go in the name of Jesus.